give me one good reason to go on living. Just one.
Won't this day ever end?
I walk today through the slums of life, down the dark streets of wretchedness and of pain. I saw a desperate woman on the verge of suicide. I saw the disadvantaged. Hungry children looked up at me with questioning eyes. An aged man, lonely and forgotten, rocked slowly in his chair, waiting for the day and life to end. I saw the men staring hopelessly through prison bars, their spirits too imprisoned. I saw men and women devoid of life, living in a world of sin, and above the din I whispered, "Why, God, why? Why do you let man sin? Unmerciful Father, God, are you blind? Are you cruel and wicked? Can you only watch and do nothing? Why must this be? Why, God, why?" The world grew silent. I awaited a reply. The silence was heavy. I trembled, half rebuking, half fearing. And then from close behind me came a voice.
"Why, mankind? Why?"
In agony, I searched my heart and asked the Father to forgive, for I had dared to question God and blame Him, the blameless one, for man's wicked, sinful ways. O God, illumine Thy word that I may know and understand what Thou wouldst have me do.
God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world unto Himself. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, ye have done it unto me. As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
O Master, help me to look with your eyes of pity and love on all men's needs, to feel from within, with you, the bite of pain, of hunger, of wrong, to live wholly beyond myself in a deep and active desire to help the needy and the weak. O Master, let me walk with Thee in lowly paths of service. I walk today through war's grim dregs, over fields of blood, over graveless men. I saw the dead, the dying, and the crying. I saw young soldiers homesick, lonely. Was that Bill Smith, my neighbor's son? He's only 18. I used to give him cookies and milk when he came home from school. I saw the bewildered people of that distant land. Women who have known only war, yet in whose eyes there flickered a longing, a hope, for a better life. I saw the children gathered round, watching, hungry, weeping. The ruins, the agony, the despair. Disaster, disaster all around. And blinded with tears, I ran down the dirty streets. I stumbled, and then I stopped and defiantly shouted, "Why, God, why? Why do you let man go to war and hate and kill? Unmerciful Father, are you blind? Are you wicked and cruel? Oh, God, can you watch and do nothing?" Silence. I trembled in defiance and yet in fear. Then from deep inside I heard a voice.
Why, mankind? Why?
In agony, I searched my heart and asked the Father to forgive. For I had dared to question God and blame Him, the blameless one, for man's wicked, sinful ways. O God, illumine Thy word that I may know and understand and work with Thee to bring peace upon this earth.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not war against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Love your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.
O God, I pray that I may be involved in efforts to bring peace on earth. Help me to see with Thee the despair of the world and to serve my fellow man with all my strength and skill. Dear Lord, may ill will and aggression cease, and may men as Christian brothers share an enduring peace, blessed and comforted by Thy Son, the Prince of Peace. In peace that only Thou canst give, with Thee, O Master, let me live.
Он не пропустил ничего полезного.
I walk today down the narrow streets of Chinatown and Italian town. I wandered to the Mexican section of my city, to the Puerto Rican settlement. Strange languages filled my ears. The smell of pizza, tamales, and chow mein wafted from the picturesque restaurants along the way. I saw the bewildered newcomers struggling with the English language. They stood amazed and frightened at the frantic pace of American life. My journey led me into the ghettos, where human life was crowded into dirty tenements, where despair filled the air. And suddenly, I turned into the lanes of hate. I heard the jeers of bitter men as they cursed Dago, Nigger, Kike, Jap. I saw dejected people being shunned and mistreated. I felt the anguish of their cries, and in despair I cried, "Why, God, why? Why do you let man hate and sin? God, are you blind? Are you wicked and cruel? God, will you watch and do nothing? Why must this be?" The world grew silent, and I waited, still angered by the hate I'd seen. Then God spoke to my heart, and again I heard him asking me,
"Why, mankind? Why?"
In agony, I searched my heart and asked the Father to forgive, for I had dared to question God and blame him, the blameless one, for man's wicked, sinful ways. O God, illumine thy word that I may know and understand what thou wouldst have me do.
Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother? For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. By love serve one another. For all law is fulfilled in one word, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Love one another with a pure heart. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Love one another.
O Lord of life, who has made of one blood all races of men to live on earth, save me from all contempt and resentment toward those whose color or lineage is unlike my own. Let thy redemptive purposes work through me to build a new and better order on this earth. Help me to impart thy love through word and deed, that all men of all nations may know that thou art God, that Jesus is the Savior, and that salvation and life, overflowing and abundant, is free to all who call upon thy name. In closer, dearer company, O Master, let me walk with thee.
Thank you.
Three workmen fashioning a cross on which a fourth must die. Yet none of any other asked, and why? And why? And why? Said they, this is our business. Our living we must earn. What happens to the other man is none of our concern.
Until now, we have thought in terms of only two alternatives to man's destiny in the 20th century. We believe that we must either come to a meeting of minds on an international basis or be doomed to nuclear destructions. We trembled in fear of the A-bomb and the H-bomb. Little did we dream of the V-bomb, which has now been created and detonated, to the astonishment of mankind. Its inventor never realized its power and its world-shaking effect as it was tested in the Pacific. On that day, which has become known as Dark Day in the pages of history, every human being on the face of the earth was rendered permanently sightless by the video bomb. As all forms of mechanical transportation came to a grinding halt, men became conscious only of the human voice. Now man is no longer judged by the clothes he wears or the neighborhood in which he lives, but by his vocal qualities and the skills of his hands. Now we are forced to read the Bible, and only the best literature, because these were the only books available in Braille on Dark Day. Race and color are now empty words. Men are judged by action, not by looks. Is your neighbor of another race? Or is he now only your neighbor? The most significant thing which has come about is the forced peace which no one expected and which no one really wanted. How can we kill the enemy whom we cannot see? Even missiles are obsolete, for men must engage and manipulate them. It takes the human eye to read the radar screen. We have often prayed for world peace, while nearly every aspect of our society has been geared to war. The hope of humanity lies in its newborn, for the V-bomb has blinded only our generation. But many of our leaders are seriously considering the blinding of all the newborn, lest they, like us, again set the human race on the course of hatred and self-destruction. Is perpetual darkness our only hope? Is there not another way? Is there not still an alternative?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Our Father, grant us the power to act, to struggle and to build for the coming of thy full kingdom, where no man is wronged, and where greed and violence vanish away, and in all thy world true brotherhood reigns. In peace that only thou canst give, with thee, O Master, let me live.
Thank you.
I walk today in the world of the teenager. Transistor radios blared incessantly. I heard the pulsating beat of rock and roll, the twang of guitars, and the folk singer's lament. I heard the rumble of teenage gangs, the giggles of self-conscious girls. I saw the high school dropouts with empty futures. I saw young people seeking excitement in LSD and marijuana. A pretty 13-year-old girl displayed the wares she shoplifted in a department store. A boy, not more than 9, skipped school. His parents aware but uncaring. I walked into a training school, a juvenile court, a foster home, and saw tomorrow's citizens fallen today among the thieves of moral carelessness, stripped of their religious convictions and the dreams of what they might someday become.
What are young people coming to?
I thank God they aren't members of my church.
I wish somebody would do something about juvenile delinquency.
Suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
A new family moved in next door. The father was in prison, and the mother was trying to be both mother and father to 3 boys and a girl. The boys were constantly stealing things from us. My husband scolded them, even threatened to call the police, but they continued to upset the entire block. Then we decided to try a new approach. Let's be friends with them. I baked some cookies, went over and visited with their mother, and she shared her burdens with me. My husband involved them with some work. They even helped him with the lawn, and they played catch together. And now, we're their adopted aunt and uncle.
During the week, we use the church parking lot for basketball, tennis, and volleyball. Kind of gives the kids a chance to let off steam. Gets them off the street, too. And something else. It gives them a chance to see something about the church besides just starched collars and neckties.
We've opened up a coffee house at our church. The young people bring their guitars, sit around and sing, read poetry. They love the informal fellowship.
The ministry to youth is a ministry to Christ. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, ye have done it unto me.
In work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong, O Master, let me walk with thee.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Ye are my witnesses. As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. Nowhere is the mandate by example of Christ set forth more clearly than in his attention to human need. The compassionate Son of Man healed the sick, made the lame to walk, drove out the devils of mental distress. in his steps, we too must walk in the way of ministry through compassion and service.
I've walked through the slums of life, down the dark paths of wretchedness and pain. I've trod among the dregs of war and have seen the suffering and the anguish there. I've strolled along the narrow streets of Chinatown and have seen the despair in the big city's ghettos. I've seen the aged, lonely, and afraid. Restless youths looking for the road to maturity. I've seen men and women devoid of life, living in sin, without a knowledge of the living Christ. I've questioned God, and He has spoken to my heart and set my feet in paths of service for His sake. I pray that Christian women everywhere will join me in this commitment to minister in Christ's name.
I support my church through tithes and offerings.
Our Baptist hospitals take charity cases.
The state has schools for the mentally retarded. I pay my taxes.
The community center gives assistance to international students, and I support the United Fund.
Is Christianity by checkbook the total goal we set for ourselves as mission-minded members of the church? When we show our deep-seated concern for those in trouble, we demonstrate God's concern for man. That we care shows God cares, too.
You are an open letter about Christ. Your message will be engraved in living men and women. And the King shall say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
When did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink?
And when did we see thee a stranger, and welcome thee?
Or naked, and clothe thee?
And when did we see thee sick, or in prison, and visit thee?
And the King will answer, "Truly I say to thee, as ye did it to one of the least of these, ye did it to me."
O Master, help me to become involved in living every day in my world. Give me an open ear, O God, that I may hear when one of my human brothers cries out. In that cry, let me hear thy call to service. Give me open eyes, O God, to see need of every kind, the slightest need of the slightest person. May it touch my heart as it touches yours. Give me willing hands, O God, to busy myself in the compassionate service of all who need my help, in hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way, in peace that only thou canst give. With thee, O Master, let me live and walk with thee.